everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thanks so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts for today's episode, and I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
So glad to hear it, Christy. We've got a we've got an action-packed podcast episode today. Are you excited about it?
It's action-packed.
Action-packed. Lots of coming at you information.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, I didn't either, but we're going to say it.
All right. We look like we know what we're going to say.
Well, we're going to do what's new.
Okay.
We're going to do our fantasy football update.
Okay.
You got to talk about that. You got to talk about your fantasy football
team. There's not going to be a whole lot to say on my end, but okay.
Okay. We've got to do your wow. Mm-hmm. And then maybe we can come up with something else to do at some point during the podcast.
We might run out of time with all that.
You think so?
Maybe.
You got a lot of stuff to talk about?
I don't know. We'll see.
All right. Well, I guess let's get into it. Thanks, guys, so much for being here. If you're new to the episode, welcome. Hi. Hello. Greetings. Salutations. If you are a returning listener, one of our seven returning listeners, mm-hmm. we're glad you're back. Good to see everybody. You may or may not know this if you're new to the podcast, but you can watch us on Spotify. If you're listening now on Spotify, if you get under the tab, you can actually see us, and we're waving at you. Hi, greetings, salutations. All right, well, Tina, let's jump into our first segment of the day. Mm-hmm. It's just a segment that we like to call What's New. We're talking about what's new, okay. What's been going on in our world this past week.
Well, I just had a little swallow of my coffee.
Okay.
And I must say that I enjoy my coffee at home.
All right.
This is a good cup of coffee. I know how to make it.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't gone to Dunkin'. Y'all know that I'm a Dunkin' girl if y'all listen to the podcast. I haven't gone to Dunkin' in a long time. I started back my Weight Watchers journey, and so I stay away from a lot of things that cause a lot of points for me that are not quite healthy for me. So
Dunkin' is a lot of points.
I would say the way I make a coffee at Dunkin', it probably is. Well,
I would imagine any way that you drink a coffee is probably
a lot of points. Well, I do like it sweet. I do like it with a lot of cream, a lot of sugar. I do use Equal at home. I do balance it out at home.
Well, do you think if you ever put your cup of coffee in the oven at, like, let's just say 450 degrees for, say, just 20 minutes, it would come out as a cake? The way that you make your coffee, do you feel like it would bake up and become a cake? Because I feel like that's what you're making when you make coffee, is like
no,
a cake.
No, but I think if I was to add some flour to it, it'd make a good coffee cake. Like, it would have that much consistency.
So you're just one ingredient away from a tasty coffee cake.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That'd probably be good. But anyway, I was talking about my coffee because I hadn't gone to Dunkin', like I said. We were getting up early for church. Emma wanted to go to Starbucks. I am not a Starbucks girl. Hands down, no. It's just not for me. But Emma has her little strawberry drink she likes. And so you talked me into getting a coffee. Well, now, let's talk about Friday. Yet Friday, you got a coffee.
Well, I didn't talk you into it. I just said, do you want anything?
Well, Friday you went to get a coffee.
Yes.
And I saw you ordered an iced coffee.
Well, set the context for that. So
I'm everywhere. I know. I'm scattered.
Emma likes as a treat. Mm-hmm. Now, Emma does really great in school. Mm-hmm. As a treat on Fridays, Emma likes a Starbucks when she gets in the car. Mm-hmm. We don't have to do that, but we do that. Emma's a good kid. She's making really great grades. And so we don't do it all the time.
Every Friday.
But I would say
almost every Friday, y'all.
A lot of times we'll do that.
Let's not lie. It's almost every Friday.
Well, we didn't do it last week. And she was like, she got in the car. She was like, I was so disappointed that I didn't get a Starbucks.
Yeah, you disappointed her day. So, but you had ordered a iced French vanilla coffee.
Yeah.
And you got to add like a pump of sugar, some cream or whatever. Well, it looked like it might taste good. But you tasted it. and you said, this is all right. Now, you have fooled me in the past to try your coffee, and I know how you like your coffee and the way I like my coffee, not the same.
Yeah, and I so like my coffee nasty. So, like, even when I drink hot coffee, nasty. I want it just cream.
Yucky.
And coffee. I don't want sugar. I don't like sweet. That's why I don't like frou-frou drinks, because they're too sweet. They got too much going on.
Yeah, so I told you I wasn't trying it. And you said, do you not trust me? And I was like, heck no, I don't trust you with that coffee. I will not taste it.
But I thought it was great.
But I did think, because it had one pump of sugar, it had to be okay. So we went today, and I thought, he's like, do you want anything? And I sat there, and I was like, no. No. Yeah, get me a French vanilla, but do cream and then three pumps of sugar, because I like it. If I'm going to have it, give it to me sweet. Y'all, I don't think Starbucks knows how to make coffee, because that coffee was nasty. And it's not cheap. It's not like a cheap Dunkin' $2.69 cup of, you know, iced coffee. We probably paid what? Whatever the price is at Starbucks, I don't know. But on the way to church, I won't tell them why it was nasty.
Well, all right.
Do
so
you remember what
I
you
have,
ordered?
Yeah,
I think it's because they don't know how, they don't hear you when you talk.
Well, no,
we've talked about this in the microphone.
I think the problem is that they, for some reason, so when you go to Dunkin' and you just ask for an iced coffee, they give you iced coffee, and then if you say I want like French vanilla in it or I want vanilla in it, they put the vanilla flavor. I think their iced coffee automatically comes with some type of hazelnut. I've had this mistake happen.
It said hazelnut
multiple times.
Oh, did you? It said hazelnut on this ticket. Did
so,
you know that?
Well, you told me.
Oh, yeah.
So the other day when I asked for a French vanilla iced coffee, they gave me that. And it was fine. There was no hazelnut. They put hazelnut in your coffee. It was bad. And I don't like hazelnut. I know there are a lot of people that do. Hazelnut's probably a very popular flavor. I don't like it. It's gross.
Well, I got the coffee, and then the girl said, would you like a straw? So I took a little swig with it without the straw. And they're like, no, Duncan gives my orange straws. You know, these are green. Let me put the straw in. Give it a little shaky shake. It's going to be fine. Nasty. I even apologized on the way to church that I spent money on a nasty coffee that I was just going to throw away when I got to church. So all of that to say, I'm thankful for my cup of coffee I can make at home. That is just the way I like it.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I do think in general, though, this may be an unpopular opinion, the way that I drink coffee. Now, I think specialty drinks like frou-frou, frappalappas. Zingers, whatever they are, I do think probably Starbucks is better at that stuff.
Maybe I just honestly do not know how to order iced coffee from Starbucks.
Yeah, I think that's part of the problem.
And so when I do get it, it's like, oh my god,
I don't either. And I think that's part of the problem, like, is I don't know what to say either.
And then they don't know how to respond when you ask them to put some sugar in it. It's like they don't know what they're doing. But anyway, that's something new with me.
Yeah. I don't think we speak Starbucks, whatever that means.
We're not Starbuckies. We're Dunky Junkies. That's what we are.
Okay. All right. What else is new?
I just want to give a shout out to Hoka Shoes.
Oh, like the whole company.
I like my Hokas, y'all. I had Brooks before.
We've talked about that before. Yeah. You love the Brooks.
I had Brooks because that's what Fleet Feet told me to get for my walking, for my shoes, for my comfort.
Yeah, Fleet Feet is a shoe store here.
But every time I would walk in my Brooks, when I complained of my knee all the time. Man, my knee hurts. Man, my knee hurts. So when we went, I was like, I'm going to get me some Hokas. And so I got me some. And when I walk, y'all, it's like I'm walking on clouds, and I have no problems with my knees when I walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I feel like I could run, but that's not happening. That's just a mind thing. I'm not going to start running, but I feel like I could run in these shoes.
Yeah.
But I might my face.
So
might hit the pavement if I did that, because I almost feel like I'm in little platform shoes because I got a little height to them. So there's no reason to hurt myself exercising, but but I do feel when I walk, I am enjoying the walk because of my shoes.
Okay. I like my Hokas. I got Hokas too. I like them. I like my. I don't dislike my Brooks. I like both of them. You've asked me several times which ones I like more. I don't think I like one more than the other.
You probably should walk around the neighborhood and see how you do when you walk. But maybe your Brooks don't hurt your knees. Maybe you don't have knee issues like me.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit older, so.
You are older.
I'm a little bit older. Way older. So, you know,
you're way older than me.
Things happen when you turn a certain age.
I'm still a young babe.
Yeah.
You are a cougar that attacked me.
A cougar?
Yeah, that's you.
Okay.
I'm a Tina cougar. The cougar. All right, Tina, I want you to tell a story. I don't know if you were planning on telling this story.
Oh, boy.
I want you to tell a story. So you talked last week about your new honey garlic concoction. Wasn't that last week that you did that?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have been peddling this honey garlic concoction pretty much on anybody that will listen to you about it.
I don't talk to anybody.
You got Evan. You made Evan a batch. Evan's the children's pastor at our church.
And Rebecca and Evan, I do have y'all's garlic and honey. I just got a brief.
Evan also is a believer in witchcraft.
Home remedies.
Okay. Home remedies.
Home remedies.
Is what we're saying. So Evan is a believer in those things.
That's so good to know. Is there anybody else I need to know that likes home remedies?
I don't know, but you made him up some.
Yes.
However, I've heard you talk about this several different people. You just keep peddling this garlic and honey deal.
Just trying to help people out.
Okay. However, though you were helping the world, it's becoming a little bit difficult to do inside of your own home. Primarily with our daughters. Mm-hmm. You've been trying to peddle garlic and honey with them. Both of them have, it's not been easy. it's not been an easy task.
Now, I will say Lily took some a week or so ago, and I don't know if it did it or she just ain't coughing and doing anything anymore because she's feeling better.
You may have, she was like, if this is what it's got to take to get better, I'm just going to decide to get better.
Uh-huh.
How did you give that to her? How did you?
A spoonful.
Okay, so you just gave her a spoonful of garlic and honey.
Uh-huh.
How did she react?
She didn't want any more.
Okay. All right. But she took it willingly.
The first time, yeah.
Okay. Has she taken it since?
Mm-mm.
Okay. The other day, I think it was a Friday, we came home and Emma had been complaining about being sick. I think part of the problem is Emma just doesn't want to go to school.
No, it's not that. She's had a cough for a little bit.
I think that's part
of
the
problem. And a runny nose.
Okay. But you decided that enough was enough,
mm-hmm.
and that Emma was going to take this honey and garlic. And so you went...
Y'all, listen.
You went into the kitchen and made up a hot tea concoction.
With some honey that I had the garlic in. And y'all, I made it very bearable. I made it taste good.
That's questionable.
Now, you tasted it and said it was fine.
I was trying to be on your side.
Well, I appreciate it.
Because that was rank. It was rough.
It was not, y'all.
It was
It's very
rough.
Tolerable, especially if you're not feeling good. You would try just about anything to make yourself feel better. Or so I would. Not everybody's like me, though. So I made her some tea. Y'all, I don't even know what to say.
Well, all right. It started off like, I don't want to take this. I don't want to take this. And it was kind of jovial. Like, just, I don't want to take this. I don't want to take this. And then you got serious and you laid the hammer down.
I took her phone away.
And you were like, you're either going to take this or I'm taking your phone away.
Give me your phone till you drink this tea.
And so you took the phone. And you'd have thought that we had just ended the world. It reminds me of a Kevin Hart. It's not quite as bad as Lily, like when we used to take Lily's phone away. Mm-hmm. Lily reminded me more of like a Kevin Hart comedy routine where he talks about how his kids all of a sudden turn into drug addicts when you take their phone away. They're like, I can't. Come on, mama, why you gonna do me like that? That's the way Lily used to be, was more like that. Emma was, all of a sudden, you'd have thought, like, we told her she couldn't be friends with her friend Addison anymore. Like, she was distraught. She was heartbroken. She was crying. She told us that she didn't want to live here anymore.
We were being mean.
We were mean. We didn't care about her
opinion. Over honey garlic.
All right. Yeah. So, I don't know if this is great parenting. I could not laugh at the situation because I was watching it develop, and I was like, what is happening?
We laughed, and we laughed.
It's that, the more we laughed, the more it made her mad because she didn't, she didn't want us to laugh at her. Mm-hmm. But it was funny.
And so I said, well, if you're not going to take it in the tea, I'm going to put it in some Diet Dr. Pepper. And so I tried that. And you said it was worse than the tea.
No, it was better than the tea. It did, at least it got killed. The honey garlic got killed by the Dr. Pepper. Neither one of them were great. Mm-hmm. But the Dr. Pepper was probably better.
And so I got to be like, I take a spoonful of honey and I eat garlic cloves once or twice a day. Just to make me feel better, and I'm trying to see if it helps my cholesterol. Anyway, so I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna get Emma to take this. I'm trying to give it to her for her cough. And so my sister texted me and said, just to put the garlic honey in a little veggie capsule that I have in the kitchen. And I was like, well, that might work because I take it internally. And so I've been giving her the garlic honey mixture in little capsules that she can swallow. We figured it out. We apologized to each other for the, I don't even know what you call it, performances that were going on in our household. We definitely have drama kids in our house.
It was very dramatic.
We had a whole acting session all because of garlic honey. But we figured it out. We figured out how to take it, and all is well in the Lotz household today.
You know what else we did to seal the makeup? We went and ate Teresa's,
mm-hmm.
and it was delicious.
I think I'm getting a little burned out on Teresa's, though. But our little friends love us there. I call him my amigo. He come over and seen us, didn't he?
He sure did.
He wasn't even our waiter, but he came in to see how we were doing.
I do think he's the manager, though.
That's hard to believe. He looks so young to be a manager.
I think he's the manager. Well, his face is on the wall.
I think it's because he maybe graduated from military or something. It's a pretty big deal there.
He is a pretty big deal. And he likes us. I think we're his favorite customers.
Mm-hmm.
When you say you're getting burned out on Teresa's.
I just am.
I don't think so.
And y'all, let me tell you, it's easy when we want to go somewhere together to eat. But y'all, I don't know if y'all fuss about it in your household. But I tell you, it's the number one argument in the Lotz household. And that is where to eat on a Saturday night.
I'm over it.
It's so bad at the house, we come home. We passed all the restaurants and came home and had to eat waffles and scrambled eggs.
All right, let me explain this.
Last night, y'all.
Number one, the waffles and scrambled eggs were good.
Yeah, they were.
They were delicious.
And I was nice enough to make you one after I said I wasn't cooking.
Listen, that was not me. Mm-hmm. We're on the way home. Emma had a performance. Mm-hmm. We're on the way home. And you said, do you want to go to Mellow Mushroom?
No, Emma said that.
And I said, no. You said it.
Well, she mentioned it, and
I said, no.
I just asked, okay?
And so I said, do y'all want to pick up McDonald's? Nobody said anything.
You said this. This is how you
Nobody
said it.
Nobody said anything.
You said, I think I'm not going to have agreement in this, or something like that. I don't know how you worded it.
I said, this is going to be an unpopular opinion, but mm-hmm. do you guys want to get McDonald's?
Mm-hmm. We didn't want McDonald's.
Nobody said anything. They didn't respond at all. Emma said, what about Cracker Barrel?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like Cracker Barrel.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
Gross.
You don't. Mm-hmm. So I said Metro Diner.
Emma said no.
So then she said Chili's.
And I said no. So I said, well, where are we going to go? And you said, I'm not deciding. Y'all just go somewhere.
Because y'all can't figure out where y'all want to go.
So I pulled in to
the yuckiest McDonald's. Fast food place there is.
We pulled up to the drive-thru and you said, y'all get what you want. I'm not going to eat here.
But you were choosing a restaurant that you wanted all by yourself when we already didn't want it. Anyway.
So I said, all right. So we left and we went home.
And then he mimicked me on how I said I didn't want something in the car. I don't even sound the way you said I sounded, but
what did I say?
I don't know.
Try it. Pretend being me saying what I said, because I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know, but I think that you said that we want to eat at the same restaurants all the time. That's the only ones, just the certain ones we want to eat, and that's it. But when it's the restaurants you want to eat at, such as Maria's or the Veracruz on Peach Orchard.
I did try to get us to go back
to Maria's. You expect us to let's just bend a little. Let's go eat there. You know, we don't ever eat there. Let's just go eat there. But we have to eat there at least once a week, and I don't think that's fair.
And it's delicious.
No, I think I'm burned out.
No, it's not. It's just in your
So
mind.
Anyway, that's what's going on in Lot's household. You know, we don't ever fuss and argue or nothing, you know. There is another scenario that's going on, but we won't even get into that today to air grievances. We probably need to move on.
We have to air grievances? What are we airing grievances about?
Sometimes we just do. We air our grievances out.
Well, what is it? I don't know what this is.
Do you want me to say it? Do you want me to say it?
I have no idea what it is. I genuinely have no idea what it is that you're talking about.
Oh, you will as soon as it comes out of my mouth.
All right.
Everybody watch his reaction when I mention it on Spotify. Okay. All right, so a couple weeks ago, I got blamed for shoes being missing.
We talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah, I got accused of moving shoes. Where are my shoes, Christy? You move my shoes all the time. I'm like, and I said I wasn't moving your stuff anymore, you know? So I'm sitting on the couch yesterday, and he comes in the living room, and he's like, were my gray shorts. I said, I haven't touched your gray shorts. Well, my gray shorts were here, and now they're not there, you know? So I'm telling him, well, if I washed them, they're in the dryer.
You took all of the stuff, and you moved it,
mm-hmm.
and you put it
in a basket.
In a big old pile.
In a basket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, which is something that you do often.
Well,
you are a tinkerer, and you are a mover of things.
Well,
you move things all of the time. You have a whole drawer where you don't know where to put stuff, so you just put it in the drawer. We've talked about that before.
And I know where everything's at.
And so to say that you are not a mover of things is not an accurate statement.
But in our podcast previous, I said, well, I'm not moving or touching any of your stuff anymore, and so you can't fuss at me about it anymore. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sitting there thinking, where would his shorts be? Because I have not touched them. I haven't touched his clothes. So then I begin to say, have you checked the trunk of the car where you had taken clothes to church to change into, and they got left in the car and were put in the trunk? I was like, have you checked that? Well, he was saying that no way were them shorts in the trunk of the car.
I don't think I said anything.
So you want to finish how you went out, found them, come back in, and smiled and smirked?
I located the shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to locate them.
Would you like to tell everybody where the shorts were?
No, I wouldn't.
I would like to know where the shorts were.
I located the shorts.
I know where the shorts were. They were exactly where I said they were, where you put them from being in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found them.
So do you want to know how I resolved this, people? I decided that in the Lot's household now, if you have a laundry basket, you get to wash your own clothes, dry your own clothes, and touch your own clothes all by yourself because Christy is not going to be accused of misplacing clothes and shoes anymore because she's not going to touch any of them. And that's what's going on in the Lotz household this week.
You know, it's funny. I'm sitting here thinking, these are the same conversations that we had. I feel like this is just a recap of previous podcast episodes where it's the same stuff.
We not fixing it then. It's still happening. Somebody in the relationship isn't working on it, and we still having to go through it.
It's got to be you.
Well, I hope you wash your clothes for work this week. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
So, what else we got?
So you feel good about airing your grievance?
Well, we're talking about what's going on, and you told me to talk about it.
I really did. If I had known that's what it was, I wouldn't have because we talked about it before.
I knew you weren't going to say nothing.
But I had no idea that's what you were talking about.
You already forgot about it, didn't you?
I did.
Well, I just reminded you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm very, very thankful for the reminder there, Tina.
Uh-huh.
All right, Tina, I'm going to let you... take over the podcast. It's Tina time.
Tina time.
Yeah.
I've been talking the whole time.
I know. You're doing great. But I'm going to let you talk to me and to other people because you've been sharing with me about a devotion that you've been doing. Mm-hmm. A while. But we're going to call it Tina time today. Okay?
Okay.
Because here's the deal. I think I've discovered that I'm in a bad mood.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you make...
I ain't saying nothing.
Why do you make that face?
I'm just listening.
Why did you make
it's
the face
that
you
made? It's not Tina time yet. You're talking to Tina. Go ahead.
I'm just telling... I think that I'm in a bad mood.
Okay.
And you've been reading some devotions about bad moods. Mm-hmm. And different things.
It's been helping us too, hasn't it?
And so I'm going to let you have Tina time, and you're going to help me through my bad mood. Okay?
We don't have that much time.
Okay.
You better give me a time limit.
All right.
Okay.
Take over, Tina.
What's our problems today?
All right, so Tina's been doing devotions.
Listen,
in this notebook.
This may be the best devotion. I don't know if it's because I have began to write everything down, so I am, comprehending it.
Okay.
But this devotion I've been doing this past week has been very eye-opening.
Is this the same one we did last week?
No.
It's a whole different new one.
It's called Lord... Help me not to be ... and then whatever the devotion is for that day.
And so this is in the Bible plans.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's looking for a good devotion. Lord, help me be ...
Lord, help me not to be.
Oh, help me not to be ...
Yeah, I could probably even tell you who was by if anybody out there. I know I got some listeners out there that do the Bible with me. A 7-day devotional on overcoming offense by Lisa. I can't read that. What's that say? M-A-I? What's that say right there? You can't see it either.
Lisa Kai?
Oh, Kai?
K-A-I.
K-A-I. Lisa K-A-I. Yeah, so. But it's just been a very eye-opening devotional for me.
Okay. You've talked about it.
And so when you called asking what I'm doing and I just got through doing it, then we'd have another whole discussion on it.
Yeah. Yeah, you've shared with me several days just different things you thought was impactful, and it's been insightful for you, I think encouraging for you.
Mm-hmm.
You even were on the way to church today. You were preaching at me a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I was getting a pre-service sermon in the car.
That's not true.
Today. I almost thought we took up an offering. At one point, you were like, now we're going to take up offering, and you wanted me to cash app you some money.
No, that's not true.
Oh, okay.
But you were doing something, and it made me think, this is why I need to tell you about this part of my devotion.
Okay.
But this morning I got up before everybody and I got ready and I thought, you know, I need to sit down and read my devotion. And time I opened it up, I was like, oh, I got to pull out the notebook because this is going to help us here. But it's called Lord, or the today's devotion was, all right, Lord.
Let me ask this. When you saw it, did you think, did you pull out your notebook because you wanted to do it as a wow or because you wanted to tell me?
Because I think we all struggle with what it is today.
All right.
And it was one of those I couldn't skip over and just glimpse over. It was something I need to write down to internally remember it.
All right.
But this one for today was, Lord, help me not to be negative.
Okay.
And time I saw that word negative, I just started writing everything down. And then I shared it with you in the car. But it says, negative people always find fault. Okay?
All right.
They tend to catch people doing something wrong more than they are doing something right. Then it said, the truth is, you find what you are looking for. If you're constantly looking for negative, then you're going to find it. If you're constantly looking for something wrong, then you're going to find it. Then it asked the question, what if you looked for something good or positive instead of the negative? Let me keep going.
Yeah.
Now, this is just paraphrasing. This is what I wrote in my notebook. It says, count your blessings. If you made a list of complaints, would your list be longer for the complaints or of what you're thankful for or what you're frustrated with?
I thought that was one of the best things that we'd talked about in the car today was that point. Because it is so easy to get up. Because even when you said it, knowing that I am in a state of a bad mood, like I don't necessarily feel like I'm in a bad mood right this moment, but I do feel like I've probably been in a bad mood over a course of time. And I think that right there was a strong indicator in the sense of, if I were to make a list of all the things I'm thinking and feeling, I would probably have more. Like if I was completely honest, I would probably have more things that I'm frustrated about than I do that I'm celebrating. And I think that's probably an indicator of where my mindset is it's leaning, it's bent towards negativity. Not positive.
Well, I mean, if you think of a meter, if you're going to lean towards the full, let's say the full, like a gas gauge on a meter, if you're leaning towards the thankful side, then, you know, you're full of it. But then if you're going towards the E side, let's just say, you're leaning towards that negative thought process, that negative thought, you know, in your mind instead of all the positive. And it says we can change our speech from one of complaining to one of gratitude. Not only does it change our mindset or begins to change, but we can become a greater encouragement to the people around us just by changing our mindset of all the negatives and all the frustrations to gratitude and to thankfulness. And it said, today replace your negativity with gratitude. And so I just thought, not directed at anybody, but how easy is it to wake up? And if you're leaning that meter towards the negative side already before you even put your feet on the floor, then that's probably what you're going to think about most of the day is all of your frustrations and complaints, whereas you could lean to the other side to what you're grateful and thankful for.
Yeah.
So that's what my devotion was today.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
To add on top of that, I've got an article here. realbuzz.com. I'm not familiar with it. But just simply 12 ways to get out of a bad mood. And I think, obviously, being negative in a bad mood can be two different things. But I do think for the context of what we're talking about, these two can blend together for this conversation. Number one is talk about what's put you in a bad mood. And I think this is true. Sometimes we can be negative about a situation that we refuse to deal with. And so sometimes it's negative because we feel like we can't, there's nothing we can do. We're stuck in it. You know, we hadn't talked about it. We hadn't dealt with it. Sometimes we're in a bad mood about things that aren't true, but we've played them out in our mind. I know that's happened to me before. I've played out scenarios in my mind that weren't even true, put myself in a bad mood, and whatever it is that I've worked myself up into isn't even real. It's a fake situation that I've put myself into a bad mood about. So talk about what's put you in a bad mood. Maybe bring it to light. I don't like number two. Beat the bad mood with exercise. Mm-hmm. So physical health will help you. I do like number three a lot better. Eat chocolate to feel better about it.
But does that really make you feel better, though?
It does. I love it.
I can't say that it does. I don't necessarily. I like chocolate, but I can't say that it would put me in a better mood.
Take out chocolate, but if you insert something like cookies or ice cream, yeah, definitely makes me feel better.
But that's just a brief, like, just a brief time of feeling better.
But it's a great time of briefness. Okay. All right. Number four, think about less fortunate. So think about, you know, think about people that are in worse situations. Don't get wrapped up in your own self, in your own stuff. But think about the fact that, yes, I may be mad about this, but at least, mm-hmm. you know, and I think going back to what you said, replacing those negative thoughts with the positive thoughts. I've got positive things to think about.
You know, there's a nice guy that works at Zaxby's right now. Yeah. We knew him from McDonald's. Sweet, sweet guy. Always joyful, always in a good mood. And you could tell that he's a good, happy person, you know. And I get frustrated with the vehicle situation that's going on with the Jeep and all that. But my sister had told me that he rides a bicycle to and from work to get around places. And it made me think, you know, we have two vehicles with Lily. We have two right now. One's in the shop, so that would make three. But to imagine how him being thankful, you could tell he's grateful for his job, being thankful in his scenario, that you can look and think, what do I have reason to fuss and gripe and complain about? Because we still have one car that's going, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what made me think of that.
Yeah. Blast out positive music.
Okay.
I would say
I like listening to music.
I want to add to this. I think positive influences. I think music has something to do with it. But I think things that are good, like being a part of good things, going to church, being a part of worship, listening to things that create positivity. Because you can even listen to music that you like, mm-hmm. but it's not necessarily good. It's not positive. Mm-hmm. You could like the beat, but it doesn't give life. It doesn't give energy. It doesn't give life. It doesn't give something good to you. So I would say, you know, this talks about blast out positive music, but I wonder if it's not, shouldn't be even more, just insert yourself into things that will give you, you know, do something for you, do something good for you. Mm-hmm. Get light, so go outside. So get more light. Luckily, we have daylight light bulbs, so we can just sit in the living room.
Yeah, just flip those suckers on mm-hmm. and you're in the sun.
Take a time out. So maybe you need to take a breather, just get away, take a break.
I like timeouts.
Whatever that means, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes that's a drive. Sometimes that can be a walk. Sometimes it's a bath. Mm-hmm. Just kind of getting away. Avoid people that put you in a bad mood. Somebody asked me the other day, I was in a conversation with a guy at lunch the other day, and they were expressing some frustrations they had. Mm-hmm. And they said, and they told me they blocked this person on Facebook.
I do it all the time.
And they asked me, they said, do you think I'm wrong for that?
Nah.
And I told them, no, I didn't think you're wrong.
Because they don't know it anyway.
Well, yeah, they don't know it. But the other thing is, you have to, people respond to that. They get mad because they think it's about them. But really, sometimes it's, you've got to separate yourself for you, mm-hmm. not necessarily because of them. Mm-hmm. It's something that you have to do for yourself. So take yourself out of that conversation, remove yourself from that group text, you know, don't look at that person's stuff on Facebook, whatever it is. I think is all of those are positive things. And it may be a personal thing, but it may be just so that you can mentally breathe without having that whatever and constantly blow your face off. Mm-hmm. Get a pet. Hmm. What do you think? Where are we at on getting a pet, Tina?
I'd get a fish tank tomorrow and get fish, but that's about as far as I go.
When I think of a pet, I never think of fish, but you always say that.
Mm-hmm. Remember our fish tank in the Grange?
I do.
I loved it.
And then number 11, think happy thoughts. So think positive things. You said that. And then try to avoid worrying. Mm-hmm. I've actually shared a verse I've shared this multiple times over the last week, actually. Different people I've had conversations with. Philippians 4:16 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for what He's done. Thank Him for what He's done. And I think the context of that sounds really biblically cheesy, because Christians love to say things like, just pray about it. Oh, just pray about it. And they should. There's nothing wrong with that. But the reality is there's real stuff going on. Sometimes you're like, man, I don't feel like praying is enough. Mm-hmm. And so the way I like to think about this is we're responsible for things we can do. If we can do it, we need to do it. If we can't do it, that's when we need to really lean into the Lord. So we're trusting God in the things we can do to give us the strength to do it. But in the things that are out of our control that we don't have anything to do with, we pray about it. And so don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for what He's done. Mm-hmm. So
you were reading that in another devotion that I'd done the other day. After that, do you know what it says after that?
Tell me.
The reason it tells you don't worry about it, it says then fix your thoughts on this, and it's what is true, what is honorable and right, pure, lovely, and admirable. Think on these things instead of worrying. To fix your thoughts on those things instead of the worries. That's the scripture after that scripture.
Yeah, that's good.
So anyway, all these little nuggets into devotions. So gets me excited.
Well, good. You feel good about Tina time today?
I don't know. Maybe. I didn't give my scripture for the day, though.
Oh, okay. Give it.
I had a couple of them. One of them was to always be joyful. We done that one a week or so ago. But another one is 1 Chronicles 16:8, and says, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness, and let the whole world know what He has done. So that was the scripture going along with the negative devotion.
Well, good.
I mean, it's a work in progress. I think we all can be negative at times.
Sure.
Depending on what's going on in your life. But how we look at it on the negative-positive meter is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Try not to be as negative.
I think that's good. You know, in your car, you cannot go past empty. But in your life, you can. Mm-hmm. And obviously, it's not healthy for that to happen in your car. But definitely not healthy for you to do that in your life. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good way to monitor, gauge that. Think about it inside of your own self. Mm-hmm. Well, Tina, that's about it. I mean, okay. we almost ran out of time already.
I was worried about that with all the talking.
Yeah, I told you we had a lot to do.
Yeah, and then adding in Tina time.
Tina time!
You know, can go on for on and on and on the podcast. Now, I'm not a real big talker in person. Someone said that they can't get words out of me in person, but you put me behind a mic where nobody can see me except right here. I just talk, talk, talk.
Just talk, talk, talk.
Yep.
All right. Well, very good. Well, guys, hey, we are going to begin to wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. Again, if you are a new listener and you made it this far, thank you for that. Really appreciate it. Of course, to our OG7, we love you guys. So thankful for y'all. Appreciate you guys tuning in every single week. We love it. If you have not already, hit the follow button. You can, whatever platform you're listening on, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. And also, you can connect with us on Instagram, Lots About Something Podcast. And you could also do that on YouTube, the Lots About Something Podcast on YouTube. So all of those things are there and available for people. So hopefully you'll do that. Hopefully you'll share the podcast with somebody. And maybe somebody, you know, someone that's having a hard time. Maybe they've been dealing with a bad mood or negative or in a bad place. Share it with them, man. We'd love to maybe encourage them if we could, and then you could be a part of that as well. So, well, guys, until next time, we love you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. We'll see you again soon.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.